we've kind of been advocates prior to being together and being parents that are like, you know, papa bears to these kids. No one's going to mess with them. We were advocates for gay rights, and I think that served us well because the most political thing that we do now is love each other and raise our kids, but we're unashamed, right? We don't posture anymore. We don't bristle at like what the situation is.
Except in the old days, you could be stronger than you are now. I mean, now the kids watch us. And so you have to be measured in how you respond to situations of discrimination, because if they see you get too angry, or if they see, you know, if things go on that they don't understand, then they understand that there's a problem where there might not be. Even with one time, I think a little girl came up on the playground and said, "Are you Eli's dad?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, Eli doesn't have a mother." And Eli's standing there and he's like this, you know. And it could have been a moment when I layered extra stress on his life, you know, by reacting the wrong way. And something came over me and I said, "Well, you silly little girl, of course he's got a mother. She's in Illinois." And she is, you know. And so for years, that solved Eli's problem, you know. And he was fine with it. Then he relaxed, because when someone said something about his mother, he said, "She's in Illinois. What do you want to know?" And so while we're strong, we're also measured because of them too. But yeah, we don't let anybody mess with us too hard.